Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Anthony Collier in the United Kingdom. He said running comrades has always been on his bucket list for many years, and he wants to get to do it in 2015. He knows that comrades is a major challenge and that makes him very nervous, so he's really wavering about applying for an entry. He's run all six world marathon majors in the last 2.5 years with times ranging from 3:24 to 3:32. He's 57 years old. He's an experienced runner that lives in the UK. He says he's very nervous about hills, altitude and heat, given that his training would be through a UK winter. Given his marathon times, what would be a realistic comrades target on an uprun? He's totally committed to the training that he has to do. He's running 4 to 5 times a week. He's running 4 to 5 times a week right now, and have got 20 or so races approaching up to the half marathon distance for the rest of 2014. Any tips, advice that could stop him from hesitating, wanting to enter this great race?
No, look, I think he's primed for it. He's very experienced. You know, I guess in some ways age is against him, especially on the up run, because, you know, I find that a lot of the guys that have been running for a long time, they still tend to be able to run pretty well on the flats and on the downs, but they start to lose their strength, and that makes the hills quite tough. So for him, his kind of best case scenario comrades, based on his marathons, is probably somewhere between 8.5 and 8:40, which is a safe silver, but he's going to have problems on the bull run. But he is going to have major issues with the heat. That's going to be his biggest problem, and then he is going to have some issues with the hill. So I would say, enter. You're going to finish the race. You have reasonable potential to get a bull run. I would focus on doing quite a bit of strength work, just to help you with the strength for climbing those hills. And he probably doesn't even need to increase his volume by much more than what he's done for these international marathons. So he can probably follow a similar training program with a little bit more volume, but then just work in a couple of much longer runs. So, you know, maybe two. So he could still, in the preparation period, do 1 to 2 marathons and then 1 to 2 runs of 45 to 50, maybe a little bit longer than that for one of them. And that'll give him the endurance that he needs to get through comrades. And on the day, it's going to be about, how do I manage the heat? Do I have like an ice necklace? I keep myself wet. Don't try and cool yourself from the inside. In other words, you don't drink to cool yourself down. You put water over you. And you're managing body temperature and then just managing the fatigue on those hills. And he could get a bull run.
Brilliant, Anthony. Yeah, do it, man. You'll love it. And like Lindsay said, you'll definitely finish with the experience that you've got. So get your questions in, askcoachperry.com. That's the website. Looking forward to answering another one tomorrow.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.